Are you seeking satisfaction only Jesus can provide? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
It is Jesus that your soul is thirsting for, that you're hungry for. You say, Pastor, I can't get any satisfaction. When I get one thing, it doesn't satisfy me. I get another thing, it doesn't satisfy me. That's true. Because you see, you'll never find satisfaction until you find it in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Love Worth Finding, featuring the timeless teaching of pastor and author Adrian Rogers. John chapter 6 tells the miraculous story of when Jesus used a little boy's lunch to feed more than 5,000 people. In part one of today's message, we began learning the meaning behind the miracle. First, there's never a problem too big for Jesus to solve. And second, there's no person too small for God to use. God can use anything and anyone. He wants to use the smallest things to accomplish the biggest things for His glory. But in order for Christ to use us, we must give Christ all we have. If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 6 as Adrian Rogers shares part 2 of Jesus is God's answer to man's desires.
There is no problem too big for Jesus to solve. There's no person too small for Jesus to use, and there is no hunger too deep for Jesus to satisfy. Today, we're studying the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Many of us remember that story from reading it when we were children, but that miracle was significant not because He fed 5,000, but because He taught that He could meet the deeper spiritual hungers of our hearts and of our minds. And now this is where we're going to really zero in. After Jesus had fed the 5,000, then He began to give the message in the miracle. He began then to give the significance of the sign, to go beyond the miracle and on to Himself. So look, if you will, in verse 25. Now remember, everybody has eaten. Everybody's had enough. There are 12 baskets full left over. Each disciple has a basket of bread for himself. And now look, if you will, in verse 25. And when they had found Him on the other side of the sea, they said unto Him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek Me, not because you saw the miracles, that is, not because you saw the import of the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. He said, the only reason you want Me is because I fed you. The only reason that you seek Me is because of the bread and the fish. And then Jesus gives them a command, as He gives us a command, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you, for Him hath the Father sealed. Then said they unto Him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. This is what it's all about, folks, that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is spiritual bread. We need to see beyond the meat that perishes. You see, what is the social gospel? The social gospel has the idea that men, all they need is the food that perishes. Now, if I had $5 billion and took a dollar and bought everybody on earth a snack, in several hours they'd all be hungry again. The Lord says this perishes. There's nothing wrong with feeding the poor. We ought to do that. There's nothing wrong with helping the helpless. We ought to do that. But you know what is wrong with the social gospel rather than the saving gospel? The social gospel puts an emphasis upon that which is temporary. The true gospel puts an emphasis upon that which is eternal. The social gospel is only interested in making the world a better place to go to hell from. What we've got to do is to get folks saved. They need more than soup and soap. They need salvation. They need Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to these people, I am spiritual bread. Don't just zero in here on the loaves and the fishes. You seek Me just because I fed you. Labor for the meat that will not perish. Folks, you have an ever-living, never-dying soul. You better feed your soul. Jesus is spiritual bread. He is what your soul hungers for. Now here's a second thing I want you to see. Not only is Jesus spiritual bread, but Jesus is supernatural bread. Begin now in verse 30. They said therefore unto Him, What sign showest Thou then that we may see and believe Thee? what thou dost work. They said, give us a sign that we can see. Work a miracle. Do a little celestial magic. Now, Jesus did do miracles to teach, but he never did miracles as publicity stunts. He never did miracles in order to attract followers per se. As a matter of fact, these same people that followed him when he fed 5,000 left him when he began to talk to them about eternal verities and realities, as we're going to see in just a moment. Now, folks, let me tell you something. Miracles are a poor form of evangelism. This same crowd that had just seen a miracle is now asking for another miracle because they could not be satisfied with miracles. The only thing that would really satisfy them would be a right relationship with God through Christ. And I hope you can understand that and see this. Jesus is spiritual bread, and Jesus is supernatural bread. Continue to read now after verse 30. Verse 31. They said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. That is, Moses didn't give it to you. God gave it to you. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Jesus is saying, manna was not the true bread. Manna was only an illustration of the true bread. I am the true bread. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life to the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Here's the message in the miracle. Here's why he performed the miracle. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Jesus is talking here about his heavenly origin. He said the manna came down, but it was only a prophecy of me. It was only a type of me. It came down from heaven. I came down from heaven. It lay upon the ground. I am meek and lowly of heart. It was round. That speaks of his eternality. It was white. That speaks of his purity. It was the taste of honey. It spoke of his sweetness. It was flavored with oil. That spoke of the anointing that was upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It gave them life. It sustained them physically. Jesus sustains us spiritually. All that Old Testament manna did was to picture the Lord Jesus Christ. It had to be appropriated in order to sustain physical life. Jesus must be appropriated if you would have eternal life. And so Jesus is heaven's bread. He is the great I am. Now here's the third thing. Look, Jesus is supernatural bread. Jesus is spiritual bread. And here is the great point. Jesus is satisfying bread. Look again in verse 35. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, men are searching everywhere for satisfaction, but they'll never find that satisfaction until they search in the right place, and that's Jesus. Friends all around me are trying to find what the heart yearns for by sin undermined. I have the secret. I know where 'tis found. Only true pleasures in Jesus abound. Amen. Friend, listen. Jesus is all this world needs today. Blindly they strive, for sin darkens their way. Oh, to pull back the grim curtains of night. One look at Jesus and all will be light. It is Jesus that your soul is thirsting for, that you're hungry for. You say, Pastor, I can't get any satisfaction. When I get one thing, it doesn't satisfy me. I get another thing, it doesn't satisfy me. That's true. Because you see, you'll never find satisfaction until you find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, go back, if you will, for just a moment and look at this command in verse 27. Jesus says, labor not for the food which will perish, but for the food that will endure to everlasting life. Again, Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now, what you need to hunger for, what you need to thirst for, what you need to seek for is righteousness. Now, the word blessed means joyful, happy, satisfied. He doesn't say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after blessedness. That's what's wrong with the world today. Everybody's wanting to be blessed. Bless me, Lord. Bless me. Make me a blessing. Give me joy. Give me satisfaction. Put it down big, put it down plain, and put it down straight. People who are seeking satisfaction never find it. People who are seeking joy never find it. People who are seeking happiness never find it. Why? Because satisfaction, joy, and happiness are byproducts of a right relationship with Almighty God. He doesn't say, blessed are those who seek blessedness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You see, this lack of blessedness, this lack of satisfaction, this unfulfilled desire is only a symptom of a greater sickness, which is unrighteousness, which is sin. Suppose you had a fever and a headache and pain, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you something to deaden the pain, which is fine so far as it goes. He gives you something to kill the fever, which is fine as far as that goes. But suppose the doctor never dealt with the infection, with the problem. All he did was deaden the pain. That's not a very good doctor. But that's what people are trying to do today, that unhappiness, that misery, that hunger. All they're trying to do is to deaden the pain rather than to deal with the disease, which is unrighteousness. What we need is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to hunger and thirst after Jesus. And when we hunger and thirst after Jesus, we find out that blessedness is there. You see, what you need, listen to me very carefully. What you need is Jesus. What you need is Jesus. You'll never need anything else spiritually than Jesus. You should seek nothing more. You should settle for nothing less. You need Him, not some denomination, not some church membership, not some creed, not some code, not some cause. You need Jesus. I mean, you'll never be satisfied until you have Jesus Christ in your heart. And once you find the Lord Jesus, once you receive Him, you never need anything else. You don't go beyond Jesus. You go beyond miracles and on to Jesus. You may go deeper into Jesus, but you'll never go beyond Jesus. What are the people of this world seeking? Food, fashion, fitness, fame, friends? There's nothing wrong with these in their place, but what is their place? Second place. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God will never work in second place. When you put things first and God second, you're never going to have your heart hunger satisfied. You're to seek Him preeminently. Now, I'll tell you something else. You're to seek Him purposefully. That verse says you're to labor for the meat that will not perish. What does that mean? Be intense about it. Be serious about it. God does business with those who mean business. You know the reason that some people go away without feeding on Jesus? They don't have any appetite for Him. Amen. You can tell when people are truly hungry and say, my poor soul, it must be fed. Did you know that a hungry man will take bread on almost any terms? Amen. I've seen a man stick his head in a garbage can and eat. I don't know whether you've seen that. I've seen that in big cities. I've seen people who will humble themselves for food. They'll beg for food. Their desires are narrowed. They are not interested in fashion. They're not interested in anything else. If a man is starving, he's reduced to one thing. He wants food. Isn't that true? And he's a humble person. Suppose you prepared a meal for a person, a sumptuous feast, and he said, well, I'm not going to eat. Well, why are you not going to eat? Well, this plate over here is chipped, and the parsley is on the wrong side of the plate, and I see a spot on the tablecloth. I'll tell you one thing about him. He's not a hungry man. See, a hungry man is a humble man. He'll take bread on any terms. Have you ever seen people come to churches and criticize? Sure. They don't like this. They don't like that. They have their little list of things they don't like. Well, folks, if you come to any church to find fault, any church in the world, you can find fault. But if you come seeking Jesus, you can find Jesus. Are you seeking the Lord today? Oh, I wish that you would. Give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're to seek Him perpetually. That is, continually seek the Lord Jesus. Now, if you'll do this, He says you'll be satisfied. Does that mean you'll never want to eat again? Of course not. That'd be terrible if we never wanted to eat again. What does He mean then, you'll never hunger, never thirst? Well, it means every time you're hungry, I'll be there. Every time you're thirsty, I'll be there. Now, it certainly doesn't mean that if you give your heart to Jesus, you'll never get physically hungry and physically thirsty again. He is saying, I will give you a continual appetite, and I will give you a continual satisfaction. When a man doesn't have an appetite, he's sick, dead, or fed. If he doesn't have an appetite, at Thanksgiving, we sit down about 3 inches from the table, and we eat till we touch the table. We get up from the Thanksgiving dinner, probably around our house be served about 2 o'clock. And you know, you just say, hey, I don't care if I ever eat again. This is it. I am completely, totally satisfied. And then about 8 o'clock, you find yourself in there in the refrigerator, opening the refrigerator, looking in there for that turkey wing. Why is that? God made you that way. That's wonderful. You see, our Lord allows us to have a continual appetite that we might be continually satisfied on the Lord Jesus. You just keep on feasting and feasting and feasting on Jesus. That's what He means when He says you'll never thirst again, because when you thirst, I'm there. You'll never hunger again, because when you hunger, I am there. Hallelujah. What a Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's spiritual bread. He is supernatural bread. He is satisfying bread. I want to say one last thing. He is sustaining bread. Look, if you will, in verse 47 now. I want you to get the meaning in the miracle. Look in verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you. That means pay attention. Truly, truly, amen, amen, I say unto you. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Jesus is sustaining bread. Did you know, if there were a food or a vitamin that you could package and sell that would sustain life for 50 more years, enable people to live, to say, to be 125 years old in perfect health, men would kill for it. But Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. Amen. You feed upon me, you live forever. Amen. Though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day, and Jesus is sustaining bread. Now let me tell you what it is all about. Why did Jesus feed 5,000? Why? To teach you that He is the bread of life. And if you will feed upon the Lord Jesus, you can live forever. Go beyond the miracle and on to Jesus. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Now, final thing, I want to ask you a question. What good is the best bread if it is not eaten? Look in verse 50, if you will. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now, I've set before you today a banquet. It's not my banquet, it's His banquet. I'm not the cook, He is. He is that bread. That bread which was bruised, baked, and broken for you. And He's the one who says, come and eat. Now what you can do today, if you wish, you can come to this place. You can hear about Jesus. You can hear the Word of God. And then you can say, no, thank you. I'm not hungry. And you can walk out of here without the Lord Jesus. Or you can say, He's what I need. He's what I want. I've tried everything else and nothing satisfies. I want Jesus. You say, how do you feed upon Him, Pastor Rogers? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life. His word, your faith, is the way to feast and feed upon the Lord Jesus. And I promise you, on the authority of the Word of God, if you will bring your hungry soul to Him, you will have a continual feast, a continual appetite, and a continual satisfaction in Jesus. Oh, I wish I could make people understand that. Oh, would to God that I could help you to understand what you have in Jesus if you would only receive Him. You must eat. The table is set. Come and dine. Lord Jesus, I pray that many today will say yes. Many will be fed up with the things of this world that can never satisfy the hidden hunger of the heart, and will come to Him who is the bread of life. Do you believe that God sent Jesus, the Son of God, as heaven's bread for your hunger? That He was bruised, baked, and broken for you? Do you believe that? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Now, if you want to be saved, if you want Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, I want to lead you in a prayer. So pray a prayer like this. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for paying for my sin. My sins deserve judgment, but I need mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, I trust you and I receive you this moment as my Lord and Savior. I don't look for a sign. I don't ask for a feeling. I stand on your word. I receive you now, this moment, as my Lord and Savior. Feed me now, Lord, with the living bread. Begin now to make me the person you want me to be. For I pray in your holy, wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. And if you've prayed to receive Jesus just now, let us celebrate with you. Go to our Find God's Love page at the website, and you'll discover answers you may need about your newfound faith. Go to lwf.org/radio. And click the tab that says, Find God's Love. Welcome to His forever family. We can't wait to hear from you today. Now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message in its entirety, call us at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Mention the title, Jesus is God's Answer to Man's Desire. This message is also part of the insightful series, Parade of Miracles. For that complete 7-message collection, call 877-LOVE-GOD. Or order online at lwf.org/radio. Or write us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. You may not know, you can also purchase our new Bible studies much like this message in our online store. Well, miracles cannot satisfy what only the Son of Man can. Seek Jesus preeminently as a hungry person searches for food. Seek Him purposefully as a man eats to be nourished and strengthened. Seek Him perpetually, continually, every single day. And thanks for joining us for our study in God's Word. Tune in next time for more from Adrian Rogers right here on Love Worth Finding. A listener reached out recently with these very encouraging words. Because of Adrian Rogers' impact on our lives, we named our third child after him. Our Adrian was born 2 years after Pastor Rogers' death. For years, I couldn't hear his voice without tears starting to flow. Well, at Love Worth Finding, our mission is to draw people to Jesus and help believers grow deeper in their faith. And to thank you for your gift of support right now, we'd love to send you a copy of the book, Believe in Miracles, but Trust in Jesus. This book will change the way you view God and His work in our lives and show us how the 7 miracles highlighted in the book of John are relevant to us today. Request it when you call with a gift at 1-877-LOVE-GOD or give online at lwf.org/radio. And thanks for your generous support of Love Worth Finding.